Oh, good afternoon once again. Apologies for that earlier, cab boo, because I was on the motorway and I was only doing 70, but I'll tell you what, it sounded like I was in an aircraft, didn't it? So anyway, well, we're now into Streatham, just going past the old ice rink there, and I better just chat about what I was talking about earlier, because I wouldn't have listened to that. In fact, I didn't listen to it for any length of time. It really irritated me on the way up here. So here we are. Just let this lady cross the road. What a nice chap I am. I was talking about the post office in Hove. Went there to get a new driving licence because I need to exchange my Maltese licence for a UK licence. And the lady tried to charge me £54. Then she dropped down to £24. And then we ended up at £4. Quite clear in the documentation, actually, that the charge is nothing. But she still tried to charge me £54. Now, let's say that I was a real, how shall I put it? If I was 100% Maltese, well, I'm 0% Maltese, actually, I'm mostly English. But if I didn't regard this as my sort of mother country, if you like, I don't really regard it as a home country anymore, but my mother country, if you like, I don't think I would have challenged that. So consequently, I would have paid needlessly an amount of £54 for something that should have cost £4. And it was only £4, by the way, because it was a check and send. So, I don't know. Another example of rip-off Britain. But, I don't know. You know, not happy about that. Not happy. But in fact, even less happy now about it than I was when I made the original boo about an hour ago. Anyway, what are the plans for today? Well, just battle through this traffic, get into town, and earn a few quid. I've got a few bits and pieces on board, and I was going to go and sit in Battersea, but I think now I'm not going to. I'm going to go out to Victoria, drop off a few personal effects. I've just got a few shirts and stuff like that. And as long as I don't get a job in the meantime, I'd really rather drop off the stuff. I mean, it's not taking up much space. It's only a few shirts. I'm going to go and drop it before I get a job, I think. So I'm going to go and do that. Probably work through till, well, what's the time now? It's 1:24. Yeah, probably work through till about 1 o'clock. And then start early tomorrow, because I've got to do the days. I'd prefer to do splits, really, start at 1 and go through to about 1 the next day, but I can't do that because I haven't got parking in Victoria, so consequently I'd still have to get up at, what would it be, 8:30, that's right. I'd still have to get up at 8:30 to move the car, which would be a pain, because you can park for free on residence bays or meters or single yellows after 6:30 at night, but it's only until 8:30 in the morning. So, got to do days at the moment. I'm going to address that because I'd really rather do splits. You know, I don't mind doing a little bit of this heavy traffic, but to do it all day every day, it is murder. And it seems a little bit quieter than it used to be during the days that I remember. But that could be just early days and me getting used to it. I don't know. Anyway, that's it from me for the moment. Wherever you are, stay safe and have a great day. All the very best. Bye-bye.